I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA.
This is Patrick Stickles from Titus Andronicus coming to you live on WFMU. I'm here with the Clay Pigeon himself. Helping you out with your morning drive time. How we doing?
You told me you're from New Jersey.
That's correct.
What town?
Glen Rock.
Somewhere in your heart, there's deep Jersey love.
Of course. Now it's one of those things, you know, wherever you go, there you are. You can take the, what did they say? You take the cat out of the jungle, you can't take the jungle out of the cat, right?
The spirit of rock and roll, New Jersey, do you feel it?
That's the state that made me the person that I am, for better or for worse.
You named some musical favorites. I know it's a bit of a cliche to ask this question, but in that conversation, Bruce Springsteen came up.
Baby, we were born to run.
I don't love the man as much as some people think that I do, but I do love him, and I've studied him a lot, and I really appreciate the way that he exploded and extrapolated, you know, 1950s rock and roll tropes to, you know, 70s level Star Wars status cinematic proportions. You gotta give him his due.
You talked about Lou Reed.
I much prefer Lou Reed to Bruce Springsteen, not that it's a competition. Lou Reed is a true genius, or he was, rest in peace.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA.
Are you still into it? Are you proud of Titus Andronicus?
You know, you set out on this path where you want to lead the artist's life, and you say that making art and playing rock and roll is the thing that I really love most in my life, and I want to make that the focus of my life and devote as much energy as possible to that. But it can be very dangerous when you take the thing that you love and try and make it into your career.
Your vocation.
Because if you're anything like me,
it can suck the magic.
Well, you can, you know, I can't help but hate my job, no matter what it is.
I see what you're night after night.
Right.
What do you want to tell the listeners of Wake and Bake on WFMU?
However bad you might be feeling right now on your morning drive time, please just try and remember that this moment is only a moment. And like all moments in life, they are temporary things. In my experience, when you recognize this, that will make the hard times easier to endure, and the good times, hopefully you can recognize how precious they really are.
Don't forget to visit
WFMU.org and contribute everything you can. This listener-supported radio from New Jersey 91.1.
Thank you, man. Boys, turn the spotlight around and shine it brightly on one very special town in our listening area. Our Civic Showcase Community of the Week is Piscataway, New Jersey. Piscataway is in Middlesex County. That's about 27 miles southwest of Jersey City. Population, 56,044. And it's growing. Piscataway's the fifth oldest town in New Jersey and one of the 50 oldest towns in the USA. The name Piscataway comes from the Lenape Native American language. It's a derivative of the Piscataqua River between New Hampshire and Maine, where the Lenape had come from.
Piscuwinekishu, Kinesahanake.
Sadly, the Lenape Indians, as Wikipedia puts it, were quietly displaced to smaller areas as settler numbers increased. Those settlers were Quakers and Baptists who showed up in 1666. They'd left a Puritan colony up in New Hampshire.
If we run for heaven, we must stick at no difficulty in the way. We must thrust, crowd, I press past all that stands between heaven and our souls.
Piscataway was called Quibbletown way back then, a little settlement, and a famous battle occurred there.
Yeah.
2,000 British and Hessian troops commanded by Cornwallis battled a local patriot militia led by Colonel Charles Scott and Brigadier General Nathaniel Warner.
Listen to that
horn! The years and the wars would pass, the railroads came, all the people. The 50s, the 60s, Piscataway. The 70s, Piscataway. The 80s, Piscataway. The 90s, and beyond. Famous people from Piscataway include Isaac Lowe, member of the First Continental Congress in 1774, who opposed fighting the British and actually left the American side after the Declaration of Independence.
Okay. Well, goodbye. Over.
There's Lisa Marie from Piscataway, an actress in Planet of the Apes and Sleepy Hollow.
He chopped off his head with his own sword. Even today, the Western Woods is a haunted place.
Today, Piscataway looks to a bright future while rightfully clinging to its historic past. We're proud to serve you, Piscataway, New Jersey. We hope you're listening. His thoughts and opinions on the topics and issues of the day that matter to us most. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Fabio, what's on your mind this week?
Something that's been bugging me in the last couple of years that I've noticed becoming more and more widespread is parents who have twins. Yeah, well, you know, I like kids. No problem there.
Don't worry about that baby. I love babies, though. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
Kids are great, actually. They're my favorite kinds of humans. But when parents have kids, or rather twins, they feel the need that those twins need to be presented side by side in these double-wide strollers. And they'll take this stroller into the most, you know, cramped, tightest place you can think of. A little grocery store.
Excuse me.
A bookshop. A restaurant. A cafe.
Excuse me.
Blocking everyone's path, making it impossible to get in or out. Worse is when they're coming down the sidewalk, and it's a narrow sidewalk, and...
Excuse me.
They are the only thing that matters.
Having my baby.
Just
what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
It drives me nuts, you know. No, I'm sorry. You are one of 8 million people in this city.
Isn't she lovely?
The
you have two kids, great. Don't force this onto the rest of the population. Don't take up the entire goddamn sidewalk.
Excuse me.
Or make a nuisance of yourself in a restaurant.
Okay. It's time to eat lunch. I need to go today.
It's really rude and inconsiderate and self-absorbed and annoying. And you're two precious, you know, new humans, the twins. It's not their fault. It's your fault.
It's the science of comets. You may have heard a recently unsubstantiated theory that octopus eggs have traveled from space on comets.
A bizarre new theory proposes that octopus embryos arrived on Earth on a comet millions of years ago.
Or perhaps you've heard that the beloved dwarf planet Pluto is possibly composed of a
billion
comets. Well, that might have you wondering, what exactly is a comet?
Comet.
Comets are small solar system bodies with eccentric elliptical orbits that take them out to the deep recesses of the solar system. Comets contain a nucleus which is composed of rock, water, ice, dust, and frozen gases. As this nucleus approaches the sun, the solar wind, or solar radiation, evaporates off the gases, releasing the dust and particles, causing what we call the comet's tail.
Yeah.
And sunlight reflecting off this tail is what makes the comet visible to us.
Around the world, astronomers have been searching the night sky.
Okay, we got the comet.
A ball of ice, the Hale-Bopp comet is 25 miles across and weighs millions of tons.
As the gases and dust are left behind, the comet produces a debris field. And as the Earth passes through these debris fields, the particles that burn up in the atmosphere become meteor showers. So this August, when you're watching the Perseid meteor shower, be sure to thank Comet Swift Tuttle.
It's just a comet, a dirty snowball orbiting the sun.
Stay tuned to Wake and Bake for more science.
Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm sitting down here listening this morning. I do most every morning.
You know who this is, Meredith?
I heard.
It's my brother.
I know.
It's my brother.
Hey, you're playing my old Ozzy Osbourne song, too.
Yeah, from back in the day. Tim, you're the one who turned me on to that years ago. I remember upstairs in our bedrooms, you would come home from Brown Institute in Minneapolis, DJ school. You know, Tim's the one I followed into radio and our cousin Ron. How you doing, brother?
I'm sorry I did both of those things to you. Turned you on to Ozzy and got you into radio. What was I thinking?
Boy, you know what, though, Tim? Remember the Move? You turned me on to that Shazam album?
Oh, Roy Wood and the Move.
Yeah, see, Tim knows a lot. He had a little life direction change, but somewhere deep down inside, he's still a hippie. Tim, I love you, man. It's so good to hear from you. How's the weather in Nashville today?
Hot and sunny, up to 90 degrees, perfect for an afternoon bike ride.
Wow, now you really ride that bike like you and your wife Sally, like 50 miles a day, is it?
We average probably 150 miles a week. Not that much, really.
And both of you guys, you must. I'm accident prone too, Tim. I've fallen and busted my noggin a few times, concussions. You guys have both fallen off those bikes and broken ribs, haven't you? And worse than that,
broken ribs and backs and everything else. Just part of the turf when you ride a bike. But we've got a good plastic surgeon. We've got a good surgeon that puts us back together, orthopedic surgeon. We get the frequent faller discount. So it's not all that bad.
You got the frequent fall. Tim, I'm almost ready for that plastic surgeon. I don't know about you, but I get a little of that face sag these days, the old cakes falling.
Well, you know, that's why we keep riding our bikes. We knew we'd get old and ugly. We just didn't want to get old and ugly and fat.
Hey, Tim, are you still on the RFD thing there?
I am.
Now, I hadn't watched you for a couple of weeks. You can see my brother, Tim. What time are you on, Tim? It's a morning thing, right?
Well, we're Central Standard Time in Nashville. That's our headquarters place. I'm on from 8 to noon each day.
Right, and doing the weather. Tim's a journeyman, a broadcaster and weatherman. He's been all over the country. Longtime weatherman there in Nashville. And now you're on the RFD network. So I invite everyone to tune in. To Shia, it's so good to talk to you. Tim, we lost a couple people this week to suicide. Kate Spade, and now this morning we learned we've lost Anthony Bourdain. You're an up kind of guy, Tim. I get so much inspiration from you. What can you say to our listeners this morning, somebody who might be depressed out there? How can you lift them up? I know you can. Give it a shot, brother.
I don't know. I think you have to stay close to the people you know, love you, and you can trust. And if that's what you have to hold up with, and just a couple of people for a while until you get yourself back on top, that's what you do. And if you know someone's in that situation, the best thing you can do is just hold their hand and sit with them.
And I know you're a very spiritual guy, Tim, and you're quite convinced that there's something beyond this mortal coil.
Yeah, I believe it with all my heart.
Boy,
it
just
keeps me going.
Just hearing you right now, we haven't talked for a while. I just want to tell you I love you so much, Brother Tim. Thanks for all the inspiration and for being.
You too, and I'm proud of you, Clay.
Thanks.
You're good. I listen every morning.
I'm proud of you.
Great job. You're a good radio man.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon, okay, Tim? I'm going to have to slide on out.
Go, go, go.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. If you're looking for some summer reading about cheese, I have a few suggestions. These books aren't cheese encyclopedias.
Aww.
Although you will learn a lot. They are full of fun anecdotes.
Anecdotes differ from jokes because their primary purpose is not simply to provoke laughter.
My friend Gordon Edgar wrote Cheesemonger, A Life on the Wedge, about how he went from being a punk rock kid to the cheese buyer at the Rainbow Co-op in San Francisco. Which really isn't as huge a leap as you'd think. Trust me on that one. Gordon's a great and funny storyteller who also wrote a book called Cheddar, which looks at that cheese through the lens of history, cultural identity, and food politics.
Did you hear what happened at the explosion of the French cheese factory?
Whoa.
All that was left was debris!
Steve Jenkins, a longtime cheese buyer for Dean and DeLuca and Fairway, wrote a book, Cheese Primer, that helped me as a young monger. Some of the info is dated, but it's still worth reading. Plus, Jenkins is really snarky. A must for a cheesemonger.
Snarky.
Snarky.
Any of Max McCalman's books, especially The Cheese Plate, are worthwhile,
yeah.
And they have gorgeous photos, some taken near my house. So, put on your shoes and head to the bookstore today.
Big Clay Pigeon with you, just reaching over and diddling a little bit with the knob and getting ready, if we could, to do a little Today in History. How would that suit you? Ta-ta-ta-ta. John Ellen just moments away. Hannah just walked in. Hannah from the news department. Nice to see her. Remarked how hot it is in here. Our ACs have busted. Got the back door open, but I like the fresh air. It's nice. June 8th, Friday. What happened on this day? 1949, old Helen Keller, Dorothy Parker, Danny Kaye, and Edward G. Robinson. How were they all tied together on this day in history? You know how? They were named in an FBI report as Communist Party members. Well, everybody got a party now and then. George Orwell's 1984, published on this day in 1949. Brian Jones leaves the Rolling Stones on this day in 1969 and wouldn't live too much longer after that. If you're a movie fan, you might be interested to know in 1983, Trading Places, Ghostbusters, and Gremlins all came out and were released on this very same day and went on to be remembered films in their own right. 1990, it's Gary Shandling's show, Last Airs, on Fox TV.
That's my ass detector, and it's gone off because you're here.
Grab a harmony. Happy birthday to you. Is it your birthday today? It's Kat's birthday, one of our listeners. Happy birthday, Kat. And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday. You're in great company. Lots of birthdays today. Frank Lloyd Wright, the American architect, born on this day, 1867. You know where I've never been is Falling Water, that house. It's in Pennsylvania, right? Probably not too far away. I'd really like to see that. Who else? Leroy Neiman. Remember his painting style? Did a lot of sports art. Very unique style. Lost him in 2012. He was born this day, 1921. Former First Lady, we just lost her too, 2018, this year. We said goodbye to Barbara Bush. This was her birthday. Jerry Stiller, now he's a funny guy. Stiller and Mira, that was an old comedy team from the past. Ben Stiller, you probably remember better. Jerry's son, I do believe, anyway. Nancy Sinatra, happy birthday. Born in 1940 on this date. The great singer and actress. Daughter of Frank and Nancy from Hoboken, I do believe. Boz Scaggs, happy birthday. The Dirty Lowdown. Bonnie Tyler. I love Bonnie Tyler. And Greg Ginn from Black Flag. Happy birthday. And she would have been 85 today. We miss her. Joan Rivers.
I'm not a good singer, so I'm always very in awe of people that sing. I sang once for Barbara Streisand. This is a true story. And her eyes crossed the other way. It was just...
And it's been a real pleasure being your disc jockey today. Everybody, it looks like we have a nice weekend ahead of us. Should be 82 today. Partly cloudy and 81 for Saturday, 74, a little overcast on Sunday, but no rain mentioned in the forecast until Wednesday, so that sounds good. Thanks so much, Meredith, for coming in today and volunteering your time, and our whole great news crew, Matt Lepsha, did the news, and Hannah's here now. George, Medicine's having a very special day. He'll tell you all about it next Wednesday. I'm excited. Thanks, Brother Tim, for calling me. We send out love thoughts to Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, those that we lost this week. Don't let it get you down, everybody. You're still alive. Life is good, right? It's good. It's good to be alive. I love you. I love you, my listeners. I hope you'll be back Monday. We'll do it all over again, right? 6 a.m. It's called Wake and Bake. I'm Clay Pigeon, your host. It's an honor to be your disc jockey.
Drunk Dickie Davis down at the tavern, drunk as a skunk on a Saturday night. Poor Dickie Davis lives in a cavern, reads his books by candlelight. Dostoevsky, Stephen King, Yogi Bear and Ting-a-ling. Went the bell, ting-a-ling. Went the bell, drunk Dickie Davis, so drunk now. His bed is spinning round, the third Negroni put him down. As he spooked, met the street, smoked his fourth, swish of sweet. Hear the sound of the beat. Smoked his fifth, swish of sweet.
And when he had his sixth one, he began to turn green. And he got sick in the parking lot of a Dairy Queen, where the parfaits and the sundaes and the Buster bars, people in their cars listening to the radio, God gave this nation to you, this nation to you. We are told about the bloody bandage and the bomber pole, and the disadvantage of your current role, and the shrillness of the morning parakeet, the budgie that you need to get you by. You pause to have your seventh swisher sweet, and blow your little clouds into the sky.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this.
Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.